Last night was not a good night for one incumbent up in Snohomish County. County Executive John Lovick is behind in the count so far. His opponent, Dave Summers, is ahead. Summers has served on the county council for 14 years. Noah Haglund's been covering the race for the Everett Herald, and he told Ross Reynolds why he thinks the incumbent there appears to be losing.
There's been this kind of ongoing drama with the county courthouse. It's going to be built across the street from the main county administrative center, and then they displaced some property owners to build it there, and they're set to break ground over the summer, and then all of a sudden they pulled the plug on it. And if you talk to Lovick, he'll say it was the city of Everett imposing parking requirements. And if you talk to others, they say that some new emerging details about expenses were coming into focus, and it just wasn't a good idea anymore. So regardless of what happens, that's going to cost people millions of dollars for nothing. And so they're still trying to figure out what to do with that. There's kind of been, you know, last year we almost had the first county-level government shutdown in Washington State's history. So there's been a tremendous amount of dysfunction.
It's interesting that you had two Democrats running against each other. What's that say?
Well, it was interesting. If you look at the five candidates in the primary, Lovick and Summers both are, you know, very well known up here. You know, both, you know, have very lengthy records in public office. So now when you get to the general election, and if, say, if you're somebody who prefers to vote for a Republican, you see two Democrats, you're probably either going to sit it out or, you know, there's an active campaign by Republicans to get people to vote for Summers. There was a political mailer going around that where John Koster, the Republican county councilman from this area and former congressional candidate, endorsed Summers, even though they're, you know, very different politically.
Why do you suppose it is that the Democrat Dave Summers was getting support from Republicans?
You know, I think it was that he's, you know, made some efforts to bridge the divide with home builders and other kind of business interests. His voting record has been very much in line with the mainstream, you know, Democratic Party. So it was a bit surprising, but I think he convinced business interests and building community that he understands what their needs are, and he's willing to hear them out and work with them to the extent possible.
Now, is it fair to say that the county council member, Dave Summers, who appears to be on his way to being elected county executive, and the current county executive, John Lovick, have some history?
Yeah, the differences are pretty sharp over the past year, and I think, you know, it really came into focus with the budget a year ago. The general theme was that, you know, John Lovick kept on saying that things are actually going pretty well and there's no need to panic, and Dave Summers was saying, well, you know, actually we have some issues that we need to pay attention to or could be in real trouble.
And he was referring to fiscal issues.
Fiscal issues, yeah. In the courthouse. You know, and there's some policy things that are more, I guess, a little more abstract, too.
Well, what are the big challenges that are facing the next county executive?
Well, you know, one of the challenges that we could have said this, you know, 2 years ago when Lovick was appointed, is that, you know, there's some pretty frayed relations here, and it hasn't made the county a good place for, you know, a very productive environment. And, you know, so maybe that's the first task ahead, is to reach out and try to assure people that, you know, that some of this infighting is going to stop.
Noah Haglund is a reporter for the Everett Herald, and he's been covering the election in Snohomish County. So you were mentioning you detect a kind of anti-incumbent mood, not just in the county exec race, but other races in Snohomish County?
Yeah, not uniformly, but there's been some people who are, you know, very well known that are either virtually tied right now or losing big. They've held, you know, had seats for multiple terms. You know, I'm thinking of Brian Sullivan. He's very well known up here. I mean, he's a county councilman. And Greg Tisdall, his challenger, is up on him by about 100 votes. So that's interesting, because Tisdall was a full 11 percentage points behind him in the primary, and he's never held political office before.
What do you think might be the source of this anti-incumbent feeling?
You know, there's been this history of rancor and dysfunction in this county. We had the years of Aaron Reardon, and people were, you know, hoping that...
Who we should point out had to resign kind of in disgrace.
Right, right.
And he's
still under investigation by the PDC. Or campaign finance issues. But we had this kind of climate of bickering, and people were hoping that would go away when John Lovick took office. And at first it did. And the tone improved dramatically, and then it soured again. And so I don't know, you know, if voters are necessarily paying super close attention to, you know, who's aligned with who But, you know, Sullivan is very close to Lubbock. You know, so I wonder if that was part of the dynamic at work in his race. But again, you know, somebody who has always won easily when he was facing a Republican opponent in a very Democratic district. And, you know, part of it, too, is you have this phenomenon of Democrats challenging other Democrats. And the county party has been kind of upset with that because they kind of pick their person for the position and then somebody else from their own party decides to run against them and you know, wins or stands a good chance of winning.
Noah Hagland is a reporter for the Everett Herald. And just to be clear, John Levick hasn't conceded in the race. Snohomish County will release new election results today at 5 p.m.